Show with Anna DeMontis live from the United Center Chicago Blackhawks game in advance of them taking on the hated, feared, dreaded St. Louis Blues. God, I hate it.
Feels like a real party starting here at the United Center now. Got it full. Everybody's ready.
It's all brought to you by Bedford Park, the Village of Bedford Park. Relocate your business for success and sponsored by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. And Tom Skilling is going to join us right here, as he does every afternoon. He's going to be a little early because we're going to play, Tom, a very special edition of News or Ruse live from the United Center. We've never tried this before.
Well, that was a lot of fun the last time. I was a little apprehensive going into it, but we did okay. It was about Hullabalooza, right, the last time.
Well, it was this News or Ruse. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know. I don't think you've ever played it. We should get you to play it with
us one week.
This is where we play we read a headline, and then our contestant and celebrity have to decide if that's a real headline or we made it up.
Gotcha.
And it is we always play it while you're on the air on Channel 9. Yeah. And so now we're going to play it live here at the United Center with three lucky contestants. And Anna's going to play with them. Mm-hmm. Daniel Carcillo, Carbomb, famed Chicago Blackhawk, former Chicago Blackhawk. And and also now Kevin Powell, our new sports guy. So God help me, Tom. That's all I'm going to
say.
Well,
you know, Ro, in this crazy world today, this should be a lot of fun, but also pretty tough. Because there's so many nutty things going on. Boy, we had two films on Road Rage on the 5 o'clock show. I mean, some of the things that go on our highways alone are crazy. So it'd be hard to know whether a headline of some of these things was even conceivable, and it turns out these things are going on. So I'm anxious to hear this.
Oh, yeah, you should stay tuned for it, because, my God, you can't believe the crap that goes on in this country.
Sure. You are so right.
I know. No, don't I know it. Hey, yesterday we were talking about because last week I was here for the Earth, Wind & Fire in Chicago concert.
Right, and you almost blew your eardrum out.
Hearing loss as a result.
Yes.
And then you were talking about the fact that you got ringing ear. And doctors and audiologists have been calling and texting. Great concern for the
two
of us.
Very concerned, really? Tom. Especially about you. They want you to get it checked out.
So I've already had it checked out. They've done an MRI and all to make sure, you know, it wasn't a tumor in the brain or something like that. It's not that
excellent
at all. So it's just
great.
No, they figure
brain tumor, Tom. I never even thought about that. Oh, I got to rush.
I know.
I got to go.
Well, that's the first thing I think of. There he goes.
Yeah. Earlier today, he said he had a mild case of rabies. That was a 24-hour rabies. Have you heard of this?
Now, see, I hadn't thought about that. You know, have we been bitten by an animal lately of some kind?
You never know. These mosquitoes these days.
We had a wombat on a video of a wombat from Australia whose mother, I guess it's a sad story, was killed by a car. And so they were looking for somebody to adopt it. And Micah said, adopt
a wombat.
Yeah. Micah said the thing looked like a rat. But have you ever seen those? Those are cute.
They look a little menacing, don't they? I mean, they look a little like they could bite you and give you something.
Well, they might bite.
A great pet.
But they look very friendly. But if something like that bit you, I'd be a little concerned about it, and our ears might ring after that. I would imagine that's what brought that to mind. The rabies.
Got, wombats have like claws, right? I mean, they have like
they look like little rats with raccoon claws.
See, that's what Micah said. Now I thought it looked like a little cuddly thing, you know.
Oh,
but here you're
really?
Telling me it's going to rip my face off, you know? So
They're cute when they're young.
Yeah,
you know. But that's also like, there's a lot of animals like a little raccoon.
Sure,
cute.
Baby tiger. Yeah. You know.
Right,
baby tiger.
Like baby tiger, right? The cuddly.
Right.
Can we bring it home?
Sure, bring it
home. Little baby gorillas. They look so cuddly.
Adorable.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They are so adorable. And then I still kind of find them still sort of cuddly when they're older. I like the way gorillas look. Like you go to the Lincoln Park Zoo, and sometimes they sit up against the glass. You can stand there right next to them.
Right.
And then next thing you know, one just hauls off and throws themselves full speed at you.
Scares the death
out
of you.
And you're like, oh, no.
Well, and
no.
When they're holding their young, you know, how they pick through their hair and all, and they're, you know, little... Whatever little insects out of there.
My mother used to do that with me, too. I had the sort of
brings back memories, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah,
very, very
even the thought of hair brings back memories for me. You know, so.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point, Tom. Now, you have dogs, Tom, but do you have any other pets?
No, I had two cats for a long time, and they lived their full life with
Tom,
me.
Tom, you there?
Yeah, yes. Oh yes. Are you hearing it, guys?
Did you offend him?
I don't know. I think Tom
we laughed at his hair thing, but that was okay, wasn't it?
Oh, no. Are you hearing it now, guys?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We are. You're back.
Okay.
I thought the hearing loss took you out.
No.
I thought you were, like he got the clean bill of health and then drops dead on the way out of the hospital.
Oh, gosh. Don't say that. I've
looked in the mirror long enough in the morning, and when I get over the laughing, or the crying, depending on the day, I've accepted the fact there's no hair there anymore, you know? So what are you going to do? But it's actually an easier, it's easier to take care of that. It's an easier maintenance issue.
That's right. So. You see Brian Urlacher, though, there are options for you, too, if you want to do that.
Yeah. That's
the
a thought.
Thing.
I hadn't thought about that, Anna.
Yeah. There's.
He said a lot of celebrities are coming to him now to ask him about that.
Really?
Whole thing, you know, that option.
Yeah.
He looks good.
There's something about Tom now. Tom has... He's grown on me as a bald man.
Yeah, that would be hard. Yeah. It's kind of your thing.
Yeah. I think if you had
signature.
Hair, it would be very weird. You know, sometimes they'll show things.
Yeah.
I don't know. They have Channel 9 to do like their retrospective promo or something like that, and you see Tom with hair,
sure.
and you're like, that doesn't look
doesn't
like
work.
Tom Skilling.
No, it doesn't work for me either. I think that you should stay the way you are. It's perfect.
Look. I'll tell you, my story is I burned all the follicles out through brain activity, you know, and
there
I'm sticking with that. So
you go with that.
It's probably true in your case.
Probably is true.
Like one of the only people.
or by staring at the screens for too long.
That
you
could
know,
be.
Football players, they go bald, always go, yeah, because I was wearing a helmet.
Sure.
You know, it's like, what were you doing?
That doesn't happen. Helmet?
They claim it. I don't know if
Come
it happens,
on.
But it's part of the claim. And I think that Tom just has to do that. It's been thinking about too many weather fronts. Or you could say you were a storm chaser and a tornado ripped it out of the top of your head.
There you go. Now there's there's one I like.
Tom, I just saw the tornado movie at the IMAX at Navy Pier the other day.
Oh.
And it's amazing. They get inside the storm. Have you seen this one?
I saw that one, yes. And of course, IMAX takes you there anyway. It transports you no matter what the focus is and the subject. Isn't that amazing? It's incredible to watch these storms in IMAX. Do you know there was a guy who used to, and he's one of the people that was killed by this tornado a couple of years ago, a famous chaser. But he would put cameras out there, and the tornado would go right over them, and he'd have like six cameras looking in all different directions. And when you played them back, they set it up at the Field Museum, one of his displays. And you could stand in the middle of it and watch this tornado coming at you, and it was like it went right over you, and you were in the middle of it for a while. It was very, very cool.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, but IMAX, so you like that, Anna, huh?
Yeah, they really focus on the science behind it.
Yes.
I brought my daughter to it, and I thought she'd get bored out of her mind because it really was, it did focus on how so many of these scientists get together and really try to collect as much data as they can to help people for warning times, to increase those warning times
you
can give people to potentially save lives. And at the very end is the payoff, the 1 minute of video they got by driving into the middle of the storm with their specially operated vehicle, and it's just incredible.
I don't think there's anything boring about a tornado. I don't know that there's a way to.
No, the beginning part of it, they keep chasing and there's nothing happens, and they chase and nothing happens, or they're like, oh darn. Where most of us would be like, thank God I didn't, you know, I'm anywhere near the tornado. They were like, oh shoot, it's a spring beautiful day, you know.
Well, you know,
and they were just building up the case.
The modeling has gotten so good that these storm chasers really find they can put themselves right in the general area where these things are going to develop with great success anymore. So it's an interesting thing to see.
Although,
and it's interesting to accompany them, too, and see how they do that.
Yeah, well, I want to ask you a question about this.
Yes.
Because I think there's some people like yourself who, you know, you are completely devoted to the science of these things. I mean, this is how your brain works. It's your passion. It's what motivates you when you get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Is the science of weather and unlocking some of the mystery of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, fair to say?
The majesty of it, and also the fact that what looks like it's just haphazard and chaotic, there's really a method to the madness in this. But
right. And you're looking for that algorithm. I mean, you're looking from the scientist part of your brain. I think a lot of these storm chasers are in it for the chicks. honest to God.
The chicks.
And I think that they
are.
No, seriously. And I think, and I mean, because they want to get in that machine, you know, that's like the car that's like, yeah, it looks like a tank.
Right. Right. It has those things that drill down into the earth, like by 4 feet or whatever, to anchor it down.
They're like, hey, look at me. And they, you know, they wear tight t-shirts, like, look at me. I'm going to go chase a storm, you know. And I think, and quite honestly, and I think some of them, and I'm going to be honest with you right now, Tom.
Uh-huh.
I think
uh-huh.
some of these, and Anna, I think some of these, there's a lot of kids around here, so I want to be careful. I won't put this in code. I think a lot of these storm chaser types are going out in
ulterior
the vehicle.
Motives, you think?
Yeah, and they're having terror sex in the vehicle. I swear to God, I think that's what's going on.
There have got to be easier ways to get a girlfriend, you know.
I don't know,
enticing Maybe. Her into a tornado chase or telling.
I don't
you
know. I honest to God, I see some of these people. They look like, you know, the thrill of being in the middle of the deal.
I think that part of it's true. The adrenaline rush of doing it.
You know, though, it's really amazing. There's an incredible devotion to the whole thing of storm chasing. It seems like, you know, the kind of thing that you'd have people hanging out the window and screaming as they're driving along. But I'll tell you, the people I've run into over the years are pretty serious about the way they approach this whole thing.
Well, they're going to have that guy. I mean, some of those vehicles are like $1 million, right? They're carrying all that equipment on them.
You know, I'll tell you one thing, though. I would not park that vehicle in the middle of a storm, nor would I, you know, depend on any sort of vehicle to keep me safe in a storm. I don't think there is such a device, you know, a vehicle.
You know, it's funny you should say that. That's I had a friend who's from Chicago, and he moved out to the East Coast.
Yeah.
And a hurricane was coming through.
Oh, wow.
And he thought, you know what? I always wanted to see what this is like.
Oh, my gosh.
To be in one. And
right.
he was fairly north. He was in Providence, Rhode Island. This is a couple decades ago. And he thought, well, you know what? We'll be able to ride it out. He called me the next day. He goes, it's the most horrifying thing I have ever done. I would never do it again. Just, you know, it's like it seems like a good idea. And then not so much.
You know what, Ro? It's interesting you say that. There were some people from the Virgin Islands who came up here, and they said they had a hurricane party all set up out on the Virgin Islands when Hurricane Hugo was coming along. And they said, oh, they were excited. They had food and beverages and all this kind of stuff ready for the party. And they said about 3 hours into it, this whistle that the wind makes against the building, and it just never stops. And then, of course, add to that, the building starts coming apart around you. And they said it was about 3 hours into it when they thought, this was very, very dumb, and I hope I get through this alive.
Right. You know?
And they said they'd never do it again.
It's sustained. It's not.
Never
stops.
That's
the point.
Yeah.
Never stops.
Take a thunderstorm at its worst that might pass over for, you know, 15, 20 minutes. And just have that run for 6 or 8 hours, and that's a hurricane.
And the wind, not like gusts of wind, whole thing going. All right, Tom, do we have a hurricane heading toward Chicago?
No, we don't. But you know what, Ro, what we're going to see in Anna, we're going to get some of these snow bursts again. They'll come and go tonight. They'll kind of let up some as the night goes on. We'll have a batch come through toward morning of snow showers. Then there'll be some sun will come out. It'll be fine for a while, and that'll heat the air. The air is very cold aloft, so these things will start popping again in the afternoon. And if you get under one of them, as happened today for a time, you'll get these snow pellets and the huge visibility reductions. It's like this past Saturday and Monday all over again. That'll go through tomorrow night. And we could cover the ground tomorrow night in spots, particularly downwind of Lake Michigan over in Indiana.
I drive through this. Anna and I drove out here together.
Yeah. Did you get those snow pellets hitting
you? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
All
Isn't
I
that weird?
Say, it's like, it's so stupid. It's like, that's all I keep saying.
It's
to myself.
Such a crappy
so
April.
It really is.
What do you do? What is going on?
Do you know something? This is the truth. This is the most frequently snowy early April that we've had in 14 years around here.
Yeah.
We'll have had
five
days of snow, and the last time in April produced 5 days of snow in the first 9 days was back 14 years ago in 2002. Yeah. So. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Didn't like that year either, Tom. I'll be honest with you.
Was that a bad one?
Yeah, bad one. That was a bad one, Tom.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, guys.
Talk to you.
Thanks, Tom.
Talk to you. Have fun out there. You've got to be within, you know, smelling distance of that incredible food out there and going crazy.
Oh, it's awesome out here.
I know.
Oh, yeah. They do it right. Chef Mike does it right out here.
And there's kind of a fun hockey game at the end of all this, too, you know. So.
Oh, there is? Oh, I hadn't heard about
that. Yeah, exactly. Oh. So have fun out there, guys, and stay safe.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Tom.